You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life, and this month marks the program's 10th anniversary on WPR. As part of the celebration, here's WPR's Cynthia Woodland reflecting on one of her favorite stories, one where she visits a Madison kitchen to hear about a special holiday treat.
When Wisconsin Life kicked off 10 years ago, I got involved because I love recording people's stories in their own words. It's like opening a window into someone else's world. I especially like highlighting voices that are seldom heard. One of my favorite stories centered around a holiday food tradition common in African-American families. In preparation for Thanksgiving, Madison's Carlotta Kelmese invited me into her kitchen to tell the story of food, family, and one of her favorite traditional desserts, that sweet, glorious, golden delight, peach cobbler.
I probably would start with maybe 3/4 cup of the peach reserve juice. And I would probably just stir that till you get all the lumps out. I've been cooking since I can remember. I'm what's called a scratch cook, where I very rarely have recipes. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. What makes a good peach cobbler is a combination of sugar and the right spices and the right combination of butter. And that's pretty good. So what I'm doing now is just putting some flour on this board. Of course, everything is also about the crust. You got to have a crust that's nice and flaky, that has a good taste to it, that has a little crisp to it. The best dough recipe I have, I substitute my liquid. So instead of using water, I use orange juice. This pan here was my grandmother's pan. And my grandmother also, she did a lot of canning. So I grew up eating peach preserves, canned peaches. And I remember some nights that was our dinner. We had fried salt pork, canned peaches and homemade biscuits and syrup. And that was dinner. And we were very grateful. We didn't know we were poor, you know. Thanksgiving is a big holiday at my house. And I've had as many as 50 people at my house for Thanksgiving. Tables all over the place. Tables in the dining room, tables in the kitchen, table in the basement. People sitting at card tables or TV trays. So there's some things, traditional things that I always have. It's peach cobbler. No matter how I try not to make it, there people are, where's the peach cobbler? I tried one year and didn't have peach cobbler and said, I'm going to do apple pie instead. I end up throwing half the apple pie away. People just said, I'd rather have peach cobbler. Behind it is love. Behind it is history, legacy. I am what I am in the kitchen because of Cordelia Clark, my grandmother, and Lucille Verge Tucker, my mother. You know, they came through hard times. My mother had 11 children, so she had to know how to throw something together to make a meal to feed all of us. You know, the most important times happen around food. You know, it's an opportunity for people to come together and fellowship and talk about their day or what's going on in their life. And what better place to do it? Around the kitchen table or around a dining room table. So, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So now that's a nice, perfect pie. And then I'll probably just take a little nutmeg.
That was Carlotta Kelmese sharing how she makes one of her family's favorite mouth-watering holiday dishes, peach cobbler. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Cynthia Woodland.
And now, musicians struggling to keep their livelihood intact in this pandemic. It's been nearly a year since COVID essentially shut down concert tours, shut down music festivals. These are the financial mainstays of working musicians. And it's been a little over a year since we last talked with Door County folk musician Katie Dahl about her fifth album, Wildwood, and performing on stages across Wisconsin and the world. Oh boy, but what a difference a year makes. Are you a songwriter? How has your relationship to music changed? And what's inspiring you? How are you getting by? 800-642-1234 to join in. Katie Dahl, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks.
Well, songwriting doesn't always come easy. I'm wondering how songwriting has been for you during COVID.
Well, it's been at the beginning, I think there were so many feelings to process that I was sort of writing, you know, against my will. My will was to like make cookies and lay around all day. And also I have a 4-year-old, so there was a lot to do with him. But so at the beginning, I wrote a fair amount, but more recently, it has felt sort of like you think that you have more time than you have. I've talked to a lot of people across a lot of different disciplines who feel like, oh, this is an open time when we have so much just space. But really, it's just taking a lot of energy just to kind of live, I think, right now. So I haven't been writing as much lately.
You know, you studied English in college. You dreamed of being a folk musician. And I want to know, what do you love about working with language and literature and colliding it all with storytelling through music?
I love it so much. I mean, I feel so lucky. I think when I was in college, I used to say, like, if I could do anything I want, I would be a folk musician, but I know I can't do that. So, I just thought it was a crazy career path, which it is. But I so key into language, no matter what I'm doing. If I'm talking to a plumber, I've listened to what he's saying. If I'm, you know, whatever. So I language is just where my brain goes, and it feels like a real gift to get to play with that and to sort of collide it, as you say, with music.
You released a song at the outset of the pandemic. It's called I Already Knew. Can you play a little and then we can talk about it?
Sure. Yep.
The in and out is all we get to keep. Nose to throat, to lung, to heart, to blood, to rosy cheek. Days go by in minutes, the hours last a week. The in and out is all we keep. I'm learning what I already knew, that all the mighty millions are really just the fragile few. Empires shake and bodies break, and I love you. I love you. I already knew.
Oh, Katie, every word placement is just stunning. What moved you to write this song?
Well, I was, thank you. I was in Europe. I was about to start my first European tour. And the day I got to my hotel in Amsterdam, the pandemic sort of really hit in full force, and my tour mate and I had to turn around and come home. And I had the idea for this song in my hotel in Amsterdam during the crazy, frantic days when we were trying to rebook flights home. And I wrote a lot of it on the way, on the plane ride back, and then a lot of it in my quarantine period after I'd gotten back.
How did you deal with that? Just with the having to, you know, you had wanted that European tour so badly, and dealing with that disappointment of having to scratch the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, it really was disappointing. On the other hand, I was relieved to have the decision sort of made for us. You know, when we went, there was this uncertainty, like, is it wise to go or is it not? And one thing I have found sort of a relief about the pandemic is I'm always more worried about things than other people. And I feel like in the pandemic, like other people are also worried. So I felt like, oh, everyone is sort of having to stop their lives. You know, it felt less tragic than if some personal circumstance had stopped the tour. I just felt like, oh, the whole, I felt like we're really in this as a team. crazy.
It's so much worry to go around. Let's bring in a call now. Teresa is with us from Stevens Point. Hi, Teresa. What would you like to say? Hi.
Well, I can relate. I mean, my husband doesn't travel to Amsterdam to do music or things like that, but this...
Oh, sorry. Your radio is on in the background, but I understand that your spouse is a church musician, and it has also affected him and his ability to be able to play music and to make ends meet. Katie, how have you been trying to look at the workarounds to that, to be able to still make money but also follow your passion?
Yeah, it has really been, that has really been the challenge of the year. And frankly, when you asked earlier about songwriting, part of the reason I haven't been writing as much is because I've been making a whole new business plan, really. So I, this past summer, I did a lot of curbside song drop-offs. I retrofitted an old minivan of ours, painted it turquoise and called it the Songmobile. And I drove around and made it kind of like a rolling venue with speakers and everything, and drove around and sang songs for people, outside their front doors. And I started a page called a Patreon page where I sort of post exclusive content and people support me monthly. People have been so generous, by the way. And I think people are so wise to think about the crazy business plan that is being an independent musician, and have been really generous in supporting me via that Patreon page and other donations. And I also started a live stream series called Katie Doll Has Friends, where I ask friends of mine in different disciplines to come on who I would never, been able to get in one place. Of course, physically, it's kind of a silver lining. So I've had like my friend, the author Parker Palmer, who's from Madison, my friend Peter Mulvey, who's a songwriter, people from all around the world and in all sorts of disciplines. So that's another way that I've been sort of trying to make ends meet.
We're talking with Door County musician Katie Doll about making music in the pandemic. Are you a fan of folk, this genre, or a fan of Katie's music? What do you love about it? How are you providing support to a musician or band whose work you care a lot about? Be part of this 800-642-1234. Back in a minute, more conversation with Katie Doll here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with folk musician Katie Doll. The music and entertainment industry has taken a huge hit, and we're learning how Katie Doll has adapted to the demands of the pandemic. Are you a singer-songwriter? How are you finding new inspiration in these times? Is songwriting harder or easier? What does making music mean to you? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Katie Doll is with us for about 10 more minutes. You know, what speaks to me in your music is that it's so grounded in a sense of place, and that this placemaking happens in your songs. And, you know, Wildwood, your album Wildwood, is really a tribute to Door County. How has that album taken on new meaning for you in the pandemic?
Well, you know, that album in a lot of ways is sort of a reflection on my ancestry, which to me is really tied up in this place. I think about my grandma who was born here and her parents and who were also born here. And I've been thinking a lot about hard times that they experienced. Of course, there was the 1918 pandemic, a million hard things, that you can think back on. And I've been...
Because your ancestors have been in Door County since the mid-1800s.
That's right, exactly. And so I've been thinking, this land, this, this place, this literal soil has has seen these hard things before. It's a lot older than I am. And this is not new. Another line in that I already knew song that I didn't play is there's nothing's ever new beneath the cold winter sun. And I've been thinking like, this is not new. And I've been really trying to sort of draw on the wisdom of the place in order to remind myself of that.
One of the songs on Wildwood is Worry My Friend. Can you play a little and then we'll talk about it?
Yeah.
I took a walk in the redwood trees out in California. Thought the trees might speak to me that warm and windless summer day, saying we've been here 500 years by the wild Pacific Sea. But I took one look at those big old trees and I worried they would fall on me. Worry, my friend. Worry, my love. Worry, my shepherd and shield. I've borrowed more trouble than I'll ever repay. Frost on the summer field.
It just seems like, you know, fear and anxiety are just all around us in COVID. But then there's nature. What does nature do for you?
Well, when I make myself get out into it, it does amazing things. It's so tempting to just stay inside, right?
Yeah.
I started running actually during this pandemic, which is very atypical of me. And I think it was like part of the joy of it. Was being outside, you know, every day. Now I've been doing that inside. We got a treadmill, but I, you know, when I was doing it outside, it is such a gift to like be in the same place every day. I usually travel a lot more, you know, and to be in the same place every day and sort of watch things change really gradually from one day to the next. If I was go running the same place in Peninsula State Park, it's like, wow, you know, this is a miracle. I'm not driving in a car, you know, across the country. I'm watching this thing change very slowly, which is great.
And I imagine, too, that you're absorbing everything around you because you never know when it may come out in your music.
That's right. That's the goal, right, is to really try to be observant and let it soak in.
Yeah. And certainly when you're not traveling, you don't have those otherworldly opportunities to soak in what's around you and find other inspiration.
Right. Exactly. I've been reading a lot and watching a lot of awesome TV, and that's, you know, the inspiration comes from everywhere, from my kid, from my husband. So for sure, there's a lot of inspiration to be had.
We're talking with Door County folk musician Katie Dahl about her music in the pandemic. You can join in. Are you a musician? What have you been writing about lately? 800-642-1234. You have a new song. It's called Silhouette. Can you play a little? Let's listen.
Yeah.
How do you know that you love who you love? Do you wait for a flood? Do you send out a dove? When I get to wondering how deep or how high, I close my eyes, think about the day you'll die. Oh, love, the day you'll die. I saw death in New Orleans, smoking a serpent pipe, sipping scotch bonnet tea. He was looking at you, you were looking at me. He was hanging a bloom on the magnolia tree. Me and you, that magnolia tree. Hey,
I used to have a magnolia in my front yard. It smelled glorious in Louisiana. But the word death comes up in this song. What is going on?
Well, that song is really about Pont. My husband, I'm relieved to say, is great and wonderful. But pandemic has really made me think about who I could lose and how do I know that I value them without thinking about what it would be like to lose them. I don't know how how people, some people don't seem to think about, you know, worry about their loved ones dying all the time. But for me, that like worrying about my loved ones and imagining them not there is a way of sort of finding the hugeness of my love for them, you know, to imagine what it would be like, how big would that hole be if you weren't there, is a way of thinking, like, wow, that's an enormous amount of love that I feel. So that's really what that song is sort of a meditation on.
Let's bring in Colin in La Crosse. Hi, Colin.
Hi, good morning. I really love this topic. Answer what it's like to be a songwriter during a pandemic too. I found it's kind of a time to innovate and kind of reform a little. And I'm still a budding songwriter and trying to learn where my niche is, but it's been great to kind of be forced to reach out with friends at a distance and start collaborating and writing music through the magic of the internet. I found that really awesome right now. So thank you.
Colin, thank you for that. Katie, do you have any inspiring words for Colin, who is starting out in songwriting?
I wish that I did. I mean, I do think that what I think as a songwriter is that I have a friend who's a prose writer, and she said, you know, the work doesn't get easier, but it does get better. And I feel that way. I think it's a lot of work, songwriting. I think people sort of envision, oh, I have this inspiration and then it just all comes out. But actually for me, a song is probably 20 or 30 or 50 hours of sitting and sort of agonizing. And I really, it's hard work. And it still is hard for me. It's not easier, but it is, I do see that I've learned my craft, you know, more and more as I've now been writing for 17 years, I think. And
We only have a couple seconds left, but I'm trying to imagine you in this retrofitted minivan going around playing your music. How has that been received?
How has it been received? Yeah. Did you say?
Yeah.
It's been, I think people are like baffled, you know, no one, and thrilled, you know, like no one knows what's going on in the world. And it's like, there's this thing driving around Door County that says Songmobile, Katie Dahl. It's very bright blue, robin's egg blue. And so it's fun.
Oh, Katie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Katie Dahl is a folk musician based in Door County, and her latest album is Wildwood. If you're a Wisconsin musician open to sharing your new music on The Morning Show, connect with us at WPR.org/mornings. That's WPR.org/mornings. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.